Over kotzir kol akayitz v'anachnu le'nishanu. So once again, we're posing Tisha B'Av and approaching the day of Avelus. Many thought this year, specifically after the Mochama that we had and the tremendous Nisan that we saw, we thought that's it, we're on our way to the Gula Shleimo. But we're approaching once again Tisha B'Av and the day of Avelus is nearly upon us. The question is, what do we do on Tisha B'Av? For many people, it's just a day to survive. Yeah, you have to read the kinnis and fast 100%, but it's a day to survive, especially if Ben Azman is coming right afterwards. But the Sfar Makadoshim tell us that Kol Rodfel Hisigua Ben Amitzarim, that Kol Reidif Hashem. Rodfel is like Reidif Ko. That anybody that is looking for a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam, it's much easier to find it during the Shalosh HaShavuos, during the 3 weeks and Tisha B'Av, than it is many other times of the year. It's an opportunity. It's a special time. Some Rambam say, Eke Asher Eke. Eke is Begimatria 21. Asher Eke, like the Marsha says in Bukharis, it's well known that the 21 days of the 3 weeks parallel the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah till Hashana Rabbah, that there's special days, unique days, to form a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Tisha B'Av is an opportunity. Tisha B'Av is an opportunity. The question is, how do we connect to something? How are we mitzape for something? How are we misabel over something that we never saw and we never knew? It's hard to connect to something that you've never known. Somebody just told me this week that his father, 30, 40 years ago, was in college, and he spent a year in Europe, and he was in New York, and 1 year of college, and he saw a monument that was put up as a remembrance for the Yidden from York who were killed during the Crusades. There was a huge tower that the Jews were hiding in, and the Goyim were coming there, the Christians were coming to kill them, and all the Yidden gave up their lives, they killed themselves, that they shouldn't have to change their religion. And that's what the monument said. This is a monument to all the Yidden who gave up their lives during the Crusades. And this not yet religious Jew saw this monument and he said, I don't understand for the life of me. Why is it worth it to give up your life not to become a Christian? What is it? What do you have exactly? What will you be missing that it's worthwhile for you to give up your life not to become a Christian? And he says, when I get back to America, after I finish my year of college, I'm going to go find out. And sure enough, he went to find out. And that was the first step, and he became, Baruch Hashem, religious yid. And I was speaking with his son afterwards, telling me over this story. What was it? What is it that the yid has that he's not willing to give up his life, that he's willing to give up his life for, that he shouldn't have to give up his Yiddishkeit? What is it? What is that thing? That thing is his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. A Yid's relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam is something which is worth more than anything else, which is the world. If a person doesn't have a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam, then it's not worth living. It's not worth living. And he could be missing everything else. As long as he has a relationship, then he has everything. There's a story that's brought down from one of the people in the Holocaust that the Germans were making fun of him and they were stripping him of his clothing and pulling out from his beard hair by hair, one hair after the next. And he's sitting there in front of a group of German soldiers, and they're all laughing at him, and he has nothing. He doesn't have family, he doesn't have food, he doesn't have clothing, he doesn't have a house, he doesn't have, his beard is now being ripped out one hair after the next. And he turns to them and he says, and he starts dancing. And they said to him, are you crazy? Did you lose your mind? And he said, you could take everything away from me, but you can't take away the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can't take away the Ribbono Shel Olam. I could have nothing, but if I have the Ribbono Shel Olam, then I have everything. That you can't take away. And it's worthwhile for a Yid to give up his life if he's not going to have the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what is it that we're being misabel in Tisha B'Av? The truth is we're being misabel for that very thing. Our relationship or lack of true relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We should have such a great relationship, such a tremendous, strong relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're lacking it. Chazal tell us that Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. Kor ulai Moed lishbor bachurai. How could it be a Moed? A Moed is a happy day usually. The Yomim Tovim are Moyadim. What does it mean that it's a moed? Says Revolba from Ibiruchim, it's a moed of Richuk. Some Yomim Tovim are moyadim of Kiruv. This moed is a moed of Richuk. What is a moed? And what is a moed of Richuk? A moed, we know, is like from a lashon of oil moed. It's the tent of meeting. It's the place where we meet the Ribbono Shel Olam. A moed is the place where we meet the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're meeting, who are we meeting? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Some Yomim Tovim are Moyadim of Kiruv. We meet the Ribbono Shel Olam through Simcha, through Kirvo. And some Yomim Tovim are Moyadim of Richuk. The Tisha B'Av is a Moyad of Richuk. What does it mean it's a Moyad of Richuk? So I think that maybe we can explain that it's a Zman that we encounter the Ribbono Shel Olam, but from afar. We see through all the Richuk that we have how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a relationship with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the Beis HaMikdash, had the Beis HaMikdash built, the Mishkan, and then afterwards the Beis HaMikdash, because He wanted to live together with us, to live together with His children. He wants a relationship, He loves us, He wants to be as close as possible to His children. We were able to see the Chibur, the Chavivus, the Kruvim, Urim, Zeh, Bezeh, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamish, hugging us, because He loves us so much. And where did Churban come from? Churban was caused when the Meraglim came back and they were Beicha B'chiyah Shel Chinom. And they said, B'sinas Hashem Oisonu Hoitzionu Mitzrayim Kodesh Baruch Hu, because He hates us, that's why He took us out of Mitzrayim. It had all the Churban came from Sino. When we thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hated us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, we don't have this love relationship anymore, then that's it. I can't live amongst you anymore. But like Rashi tells us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you said B'sinas Hashem, V'ani Yisi Oyev Eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never took away His Ava from Klal Yisrael. I loved you then, and I loved you by the Meraglim, and I loved you through the Churban, and I loved you through everything that happened since then. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Ava. He has the Ava, maybe I can't live with you together if you don't feel the Ava. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that Ava. And I think that's really all the kinnis that we say on Tisha B'Av and all the avelis that we say on Tisha B'Av. For sure, mourning all the tragedies that happened. But really, there's an aspect there of all the tragedies that happened. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to us? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yisi Oyev Eschem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Mi Ahavti Eschem Omar Hashem, the last nevuah from Malachi starts off, Ahavti Eschem Omar Hashem, which is the last nevuah for the nevuah Lederis. I heard somebody say that's Aleph, 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 Aleph. Aleph, 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 Aleph is Ahavti Eschem Omar Hashem, is the Rashi Tevex. That's the beginning, that's the basis for everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Ki lo yitesh Hashem Amoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to give up on Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. So why does He do all these terrible things? Why do all these terrible things happen? The reason why all these things happen to Klal Yisrael, Dafko, who He loves so much, is because He loves us so much. Because He loves us so much. So then, somebody that didn't love somebody so much, that's it. He'd break off ties. Throw you to the wolves. That's it. We're finished with you. We're not interested with you anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never says that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never says that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want a relationship at all costs. Whatever it's going to do, whatever I can do to have the relationship. Sometimes it's through Nisim Gluyim, like we experienced during this 12-day war. And sometimes it's through tragedies, Rahman al-Itzlan. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get us or get our attention through the good things, then He tries to get our attention through other things. There were many people that were Chayzer B'Tshuva since the past Simchas Torah, a year and a half ago, that through people that were taken captive in the horrible conditions, with the biggest tragedies, with family members that were killed in front of their eyes, and they were found at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through the Kol Ritveh Hisigu Abeinu Mitzarim, through the darkness, they were able to be Masig, they were Reid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it's through the love, and sometimes, unfortunately, if we don't get the message, it's the other way around. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries, and He tries again, and He tries again, and He tries again. I heard somebody once give a mashal that it's like a GPS. Right? A person has a GPS, he's got ways, and he makes a wrong turn. So the GPS tells him, no, go back, try, we're recalculating, let's go a different way. And then a person tries another time, once again recalculating. 30 times, 50 times, 100 times, does the GPS ever say, that's it, I'm giving up on you, I gave you enough chances, that's it? No. Every time, let's recalculate, we're going to get back to the road, we're going to get to our destination, which whatever you try, no matter where you try to go, no matter how far you stray from the path, we're going to get back to the destination. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael, we're going to get there. We're going to have this relationship. I love you too dearly that I cannot give up on you. And all these tragedies are not because I hate you. It's because I love you. They're terrible tragedies. And there are horrible things that happen to Klal Yisrael throughout the generations from the Churban. And they're all a result, really, of that Churban, from that Crusades and the Spanish Inquisition and Tach V'Tat and the Holocaust and Last Simchas Torah and all the terrible tzaras that happened. But they're all there because the Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want to give up on us. And this is really what the Gemara says, that it says, Mizmor la'asaf, Elokim bo, goyim benach lasecho, timu isechal kochecho, smuish v'shalayim li'im. And the Gemara asks, it should say, kina la'asaf, not Mizmor la'asaf. Why is it a Mizmor? You're singing about this, that the Kaddish Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? And he says, yes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have destroyed Klal Yisrael, and he didn't, and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, that's the Nekuda. We're singing because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. It is a kina, it's a terrible things that happened. But we're singing because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, we see from this situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give up on us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, he wants this relationship at all costs. He wants this relationship, and when a person is makir this, and he realizes how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him, and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about him, like a father and much more than a father. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us much more than we love ourselves. We can understand why the Chodesh is called Chodesh Av, because it's only a father who could love a child so much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us so much. And that's the ability to understand the Avilis of Tisha B'Av, of all the terrible things that happened as a result of the Churban, which came because we lacked that Ava, we weren't makar that Ava. But if we're makar that Ava, we know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a relationship with us. And we know, and we feel that He's like our Father. Then we'll also want that relationship. And moreover, there's a story with Reb Baruch Ber, the one time he went and visited a person, and he saw that they had a certain newspaper on the table. And he says, how could it be that you have such a newspaper here on the table? They spoke badly about the from Yidden. And they said, that's not why I'm taking it. I'm taking it because I need to read the news and I need to find out what's going on in the business. But I can't, I'm not paying attention to the small things. And he said Reb Baruch Ber to him, if you were speaking to a person and you were schmoozing with him and he would put in every once in a while and he would slander your father, he says, would you also say that you would read it and you would listen to him and you would talk to this person? He says, this newspaper is slandering Kadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't feel it. But that's what's going on in the Welt, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, certainly against the redifus that the Haredim L'Dvar Hashem are having for the past year or so, the continuous desire to get them away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on in the entire Welt, anti-Semitism that's on a rise, unfortunately, it's all Chil Hashem. It's all because they're not makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People are slandering the Ribbono Shel Olam, they're slandering our fathers. If we're margish the Ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're margish how He's our Father, then first of all, we'll feel that we'll want to reciprocate that Ava. We'll also want to create that relationship of Ava and live together with Ribbono Shel Olam and hope and be mitzapeh that we could also get back to that relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. And secondly, we'll feel the ke'ev of the Chil Hashem which is going on in the world. This will give us the ability to be mitzapeh le'Yerushalayim and be'ezer Hashem b'zoicheh v'raya b'yishuasam.